That means it's Friday.
Yay!
I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Yay.
Pam is over there.
Hi.
Phil is taking your call.
AJ, give us the top 10.
AJ, give us the top 10.
Top 10. Top 10.
We have the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows.
All right. I feel like the first few might be easy, and then it's going to get hard. Beef Man.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How about Prince?
At number one from 2007.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought Michael Jackson would be number one.
Yeah, no, he's a little further down the list.
All right.
Yep.
Prince.
Yep, Prince. We have a clip of him doing Let's Go Crazy.
We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Oh, no, let's go.
I wish he did this at Mohegan Sun.
No, really?
You know, just play your hits?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was great to see him.
Yeah.
But, you know, come on, Prince.
Seriously.
I know you're getting tired of these songs, but it's what we're not here.
Yeah, we're paying for this stuff.
That was weird.
That was very weird.
Oh, yeah. They just kind of turn a mic on.
Yeah.
they do a shot of the crowd, and they turn the crowd on.
Somebody opened the door.
They weren't here before, but they're here now.
Right. They opened the door and closed it.
Are y'all ready to get nuts tonight? Let me hear you scream.
Yeah. What's that? The whole band goes away.
Yep.
I love hearing the NFL mix music.
Yep. Yeah, such musicians.
Yeah. Well, they want to emphasize certain things.
Yeah.
But you don't have to pull everything else down.
No.
You just crank up what you're trying to emphasize.
First, hit the controls.
Run at lower levels so you can just, guitar up.
Yeah.
This might be more YouTube than the NFL.
Why do you say that?
Because they get really paranoid about A, the NFL, and B, Prince. Like, you can't find Prince songs really on YouTube.
Yeah.
So,
but they wouldn't be able to take a recording and do this to it.
No, but it looks like it's two different feeds. So it looks like one was recorded from, like, an online feed, and one is, like, the actual. So this is not the broadcast as you saw it on your TV.
Gotcha.
Apparently, he also said, "We will rock you," and Dylan's all on the watchtower.
Huh. He was so great. I think underappreciated while he was alive.
Yep.
Yeah. Mike and Derby.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
That was also my favorite, and Prince could play every instrument. The guy was really talented.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to say my second one is Bruno Mars.
Not in the top 10.
I'm surprised.
Really? That was my second favorite of all time. All right, guys. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Yeah.
And he was just being himself. He didn't get to, Dancing Sharks.
That was a great performance. Start up playing drums.
Yeah.
Yep.
Emma in Wallingford.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday
to you.
I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
Number three on the list, 1993. That was the one where it started off with him, showing up on screen, and all of a sudden he, went up the screen, he's on top of the screen, then the next
it's
screen
a magic
across.
Trick.
Exactly, right.
And then I am on the screen, I am on top of the screen.
Right, and if you notice, he wasted about 5 good minutes of the Super Bowl halftime show by being on screen and then just standing there in front on the stage, looking in one direction, and then a few minutes later, he turned the other direction before he even started playing.
Yeah, but that's him. He's a showman.
Right.
So people are anticipating, and the longer you do that, the more people want it to start. It's like turning the lights off right before a show begins,
and
you leave it dark for a little while.
Right.
People know it's about to start, and they go bananas.
Right. Well, finally, 3.5 minutes later, he did Billie Jean.
This is what really kicked off people looking at the halftime show as an opportunity to promote yourself around the world.
Right.
Like, if you step it up and do something. This is the first halftime show where you went in to work the next day and said, did you see the halftime show?
Right.
Wasn't that, Mike, it wasn't about the game. And back then, games were big blowouts. Like the NFC had some domination.
Right.
Where the Steelers or the Cowboys, the Cowboys rather, it would be like 40-7. So, you know, in the third quarter, it wasn't, so you didn't walk in and say, wow, there was 2 minutes left and wow, what a game.
Right.
Remember when they had those singing and dancing groups, Up for People?
Up with People.
Up with People.
Up with People, yeah. That always makes the worst performance lists.
Yeah.
Yep. Like many years of it. Like, out of a top 10, 3 of the times was Up with People.
Yeah.
They didn't know what back to do. Yeah.
We need to extend this so we could get more commercials in.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Up with People!
Yeah, let's just get something that would be so non-offensive.
Yep. Which in turn was offensive.
Yeah. You know, people aren't going bananas right now.
No.
So this crowd noise.
Yep. And of course, I had to show all the children.
Yep.
Right.
Your fave.
No, I was thinking Michael's.
Andrew on 95. Andrew?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was waiting for you to talk.
What about Bruce?
Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band 2009, number 5.
Yeah, nice. Buddy.
That was great.
Gentlemen, for the next 12 minutes, we're going to bring the righteous and mighty power of the E Street Band into your beautiful home. I want you to step back from the guacamole dip. I want you to put the chicken fingers down.
AJ memorized it.
Turn your television
wings
all the way up. And what I want to know is there anybody alive out there?
Standing up the piano.
Yeah.
Is there anybody alive out there?
I don't know, man.
It's pretty good.
It should be a little bit higher than 5.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jesus.
He even did, like, the James Brown thing where you slide down the mic stand. Awesome.
Yeah. In tight pants, and they didn't rip.
Exactly right. All
right, if I don't hit this commercial break, I'll let this play out all day for the next 12 minutes. Top 10 greatest Super Bowl halftime shows ever. What do we get so far?
We get Prince, Michael Jackson, and The Boss.
Brain.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Hello, hello.
Yay.
How about Aerosmith?
Aerosmith went in sync in Britney Spears in 2001, number 7 on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Later, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Walk This Way, of course.
Britney looked. It was like one of the last times I saw her. It looked so hot.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, she was in like tight football pants,
right,
a tight football jersey, tied tight, and then cut, you know, customized.
Yep.
Then she had the sock on her arm.
Yeah.
I don't know why she has a sock on her arm, but it looks great.
Yeah, and her, it works.
Yeah. And it was weird when her and Steven Tyler were, you know, I don't know,
yeah,
like rubbing against each other or something.
Probably his idea.
I mean, I don't blame him.
She had no idea who he was, probably.
Yeah, probably.
This guy.
Hi, Grandpa.
Who's Steven Tyler?
Russ on the road.
Good morning, everybody.
Russ.
Friday.
You too.
I'm going to go with the wardrobe malfunction incident. Was that Janet Jackson?
Oh.
Justin Timberlake, right. Janet Jackson, 2004, number 9.
Mm. You got it.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yep. And, of course, with that one, they always say, where were you for the most famous wardrobe malfunction in sports history?
Do you remember seeing that, or you weren't watching?
I missed it.
No, I'm surprised.
A friend of mine called and goes, did you see what happened? I'm like, no, I went to the bathroom because Justin Timberlake. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see replays, though.
No, I remember sitting there, and I had one of those big screens, but it was the big giant box, like two refrigerators.
Yeah.
It was the rear projection.
Right, yeah.
Right, with the mirrors
theater
and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was sitting there, and I always thought Janet Jackson was sexy, you know? Doing the song, and then it's right at the end of the song. They do that, like, pose.
Yeah.
Like, Blue Steel, like,
right.
You know, model pose. and Justin Timberlake rips a patch off of the top of her, you know, boobie. And she had this piercing. It was really weird on her nipple.
Right.
And it was only a 1 second, you know, thing.
There was a door knocker.
And I'm sitting there like, did I just see that?
Right. Apparently a lot of folks did.
Did I just see a giant boob? Like, it was the size of a garbage can on my screen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I just saw a nipple.
Yeah. I got a
halftime show.
I got a screaming phone call from my friend Ross on Long Island. Did you see what happened? I'm like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
What?
All right, we're out of time.
Your top 10 greatest Super Bowl halftime shows. Number 10 was Madonna in 2012. Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, 2004 at number 9. The Rolling Stones, 2006 at number 8. Aerosmith, NSYNC, and Britney Spears, 2001 at number 7. Paul McCartney, 2005 at number 6. Man. Bruce Springsteen, playing right now, number 5, 2009. Beyonce, 2013 at number 4. Michael Jackson, 1993, number 3. Number 2, U2 in 2002. And number one, Prince, 2007.
Not a YouTube fan, but they did a good job.
A very nice tribute.
Yeah.
9/11.
But the more I think about Bruce, the more I think he probably should have been number one.
Should have been a lot higher, yeah.
Came right out 12 minutes right from one of his concerts.
Yep.
No shenanigans.
Right to it.
Yeah. And is there anything more America than Bruce Springsteen?
No.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer, powered by Road Ready Used Cars. The Patriots had their big send-off party yesterday. Let's check in with our Boston correspondent, Petey Boy.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
They had over 35,000 people there. My brother went, and they were tailgating.
Yeah.
Of course they were.
There you go, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He called me up. He was like,
What was he like?
Did he fall asleep?
No, I'll bet you that was his exact quote.
That's how you say hi over there. Yeah.
So you were busy. You couldn't go. Your brother goes. They're tailgating 35,000 people. I was surprised and impressed by that.
If I saw the text first, and I'm like, that's got to be BS.
Brady said it was the biggest turnout. It really was. I mean, if you saw a picture of it, the whole lower end of the whole stadium was full of people.
Full.
So it was
packed.
Pretty impressive.
Packed.
But they're full of it, right?
I saw the aerials, and I thought, that's very cool, especially when you consider how many times they've gone to the Super Bowl. People seem to get used to it and accustomed to it to where it's like, I've been there.
Yeah, another day.
To have the fans get excited.
They were pretty stoked. And I was talking to my friend Catherine O'Connor. She lives in Atlanta, and she said there were even people at the airport that were down there already.
No kidding.
When the plane flew in.
Well, did they think that the game was yesterday? How come there's no cars here? We just drove right up to the stadium.
Unbelievable.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all free too.
Well,
until I handed out like 500 Dewey's for they now make their tax base.
All right, Petey Boys. Are you going to the Super Bowl, or what are your Super Bowl plans?
Well, I was gonna go out to Vegas, but that's not gonna happen. So I'll probably hang out with my kids and stuff and just watch it, you know.
How old are your kids?
They're early 20s.
Oh.
I'm wicked old.
Right. You're well preserved, though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, right.
We'll deal with the alcohol.
Yeah. All right, we'll check in with you before the Super Bowl.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, Petey Boy. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer brought to you by Road Ready Used Cars. Big Jim Murray's on the show. He's an afternoon guy on the Sports Hub in Boston. He's co-host of the post-game Patriots show, and he's in Atlanta now covering the Super Bowl. If you're the Rams, Jim, what's your strategy?
I think their defense is legit. And, you know, they got here for a reason. And typically you don't see this in the NFL, where teams that make a lot of trades and spend a lot of money on big-name free agents in the offseason, it typically blows up in their face. This Rams team, they spent. They brought in guys like Ndamukong Suh, who's been a problem with other teams and underachieved. They trade for a guy like Marcus Peters, who's a cornerback, who's a crazy hothead who the Chiefs have had enough with. But they got here. so it has worked. Their defense is legit. And the way to attack Tom Brady is to just bring pressure up the middle. It sounds simple, but the offensive line of the Patriots has been downright dominant the last couple of weeks, but they have the talent to do it up front, especially with a game record like Aaron Donald, who's in the middle of that defense. He's basically unblockable. Bill Belichick referred to him as unblockable. So if they can bring heat up the middle, make Brady uncomfortable, they're going to have a long day. I think this will be a close game. I actually think it's going to be kind of low scoring relative to what these teams' offenses can do.
Right.
You know, the Rams have been able to put up 30, 40 points in games. The Patriots have done it. Like, I just think you're going to be looking at a 28-27, 28-24 type of game. I like the Patriots, but I just think it's going to be another nail-biter because they've played an 8 in these with the Brady-Belichick era, and that's all that they do. Every game's tight. It always comes down to the end, and I think we're going to see the same kind of thing.
I agree with you, and I know very little about football other than I've watched games.
Yeah.
And when Tom Brady's on the ground, you win.
Yeah.
And if Tom Brady has time and he's throwing the ball, you lose.
Yeah, and they have, like I said, they have the weapons to do it defensively. That's where they scare me. Wade Phillips, who's the defensive coordinator here, has been in the league for, you know, decades upon decades.
Yeah, and didn't do anything with the Cowboys, but now he's great.
No, look at that.
Right. Right.
How convenient.
He did do it with the Denver Broncos when he was the DC with them in 2015. The Patriots had to go there for the AFC Championship game, and Brady, I think, had two picks, you know, got sacked four times. Like, he was on his ass all day. What I think is going to end up biting the Rams is their quarterback. I think this game's too big for Jared Goff. If you guys ever watched the Hard Knocks series on HBO, he didn't know where the sun rises and sets. I think he's a bit of a moron. Sean McVay, all the hype surrounding him, the head coach of the Rams, he's essentially his puppet master. He's calling in the plays until the very last second in his helmet radio, and then there's the cutoff. So he's essentially a marionette for the coach, and if the Patriots are able to disguise blitzes, if they're able to frustrate him, and you see if he had four real bad games this regular season, Jared Goff, and it's when he's had to improvise. It's when he's under pressure. And if that happens, he's going to make a bad play or two. I just think the moment's going to be too big for him. He's got a big arm. He's got good weapons and guys like Brandon Cooks, but I just kind of think he's a moron, and he's going to make a mistake or two, and that's what caused the Rams.
Jim, what did you think about Tony Romo predicting everything the Patriots were about to do from the booth?
I was not into him initially as a broadcaster. He just seemed a little too happy to be there, but he's calmed down. He certainly knows the game. I'm sure it frustrates the hell out of Cowboys fans to like watch that kind of stuff and be like, well, how come you couldn't do this
when
you're on the field?
Why didn't you do that when you had a helmet on
your
head?
Yeah, why now, for Christ's sake? Yeah.
But he was calling stuff, and then it would happen. I'm like, how are the Chiefs not seeing this if he can see it?
Almost like narrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it because it shows me he knows the game. I think he's putting in a lot of work. He's watching a lot of tape. He wants to be good at the job. And having worked with ex-pro athletes, 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, they just show up. They're like, I'm filling the blank. I should have this job. I should get a six-figure gig just because of who I am. And they just slap it out there, and they give you nothing but cliches. The guys that are ex-pros that put in the work, like Romo clearly has, like, I appreciate it because, like, one, as a football fan, I feel like you learn something. And two, as a grizzled broadcaster who'll probably be waiting tables in a couple of years again, I like that a guy actually gives a damn, even though he could show up and not have to just because of who he is.
All right, Jim. Thank you, brother. Jim Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, and co-host of the Patriots postgame on the Patriots Radio Network. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Super Bowl Sunday this Sunday.
Yes.
Who's going to win? Predictions?
Oh, definitely Rams.
Rams?
Yep.
Pam?
Your head cold.
Pats. I'm going with the Pats, unfortunately.
Got chocolate nose.
Phil?
The Rams would have to play a perfect game to win. I think they can, but I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Suckers. Dave?
I'm Patriots.
I'm going to go with the Patriots as well.
All right, I'm the only person here.
Joe Linta is on. He knows a lot more about this subject than all of us combined. He's a super agent.
Oh, yeah.
And he represents every quarterback on the New England Patriots that's not named Tom Brady.
Oh, gotcha.
Brady.
Are you secretly hoping for a Tom Brady injury and your guy comes in and wins the Super Bowl?
Not at all. Tom Brady all the way.
Yeah. And who do you like for the Super Bowl? Who do you think is going to win?
Patriots 34-20, and that's a lock.
Sounds almost scripted, actually.
Really?
It's like he was in the meeting.
Yeah. According to the paperwork, it's going to look really bad for Patriots. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in the last few minutes, Tom Brady, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Right.
That's... Well, I don't hedge my bets like these other guys that you just talked to.
Right.
Yeah, Benny? No, you just went, you go right into it. You're locked in. 34-20, exactly, yeah. Pats. It seems like the train of thought with all these talking heads is the same. That if you knock Brady down, the Rams win. Do you agree with that?
That's a pretty good point. The biggest key to this game to me is the offensive line of the Patriots, who are coached by probably the best offensive line coach in history, in my opinion, this guy Dante Scarnecchia. And I've worked many camps with Coach Scarnecchia, and the guy's just amazing. And how he commands respect, his knowledge of the game, he knows the entire offense backwards and forwards. So what he's done with this group, and they're not all none of them are first-round picks, in fact. But what he's done with the group is nothing short of amazing. But when you're playing against Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh, I mean, that's a big challenge for anybody.
It just seems like when the Patriots win, Tom Brady has all the time in the world, and when they lose, he's on the ground all day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point. And like I said, they've had some games this year where Tom's had some pressure. But if you watch the last two, three, maybe four games, he's been clean. In fact, he had this thing where he was showing everybody how clean his shirt was last week after the game. He didn't get knocked down one time against the Chiefs. So that's really, to me, one of the huge keys to the game. The other key to the game, I think, is how many dumb things, if any, does Jared Goff do? You know, if he's young, his first time and under the bright lights, and if he plays an error-free game, they're going to be in it. If not, then it's going to be closer to what I just said, 34-20.
He's 23 years old. It just seems insane to me.
Right.
He's still a boy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Price loves toys.
Yeah, well, we were out there this past summer. My son was training out there in California where Brady has trained and Goff trained, and we've seen Goff throw, and the guy's got an amazing arm, probably one of the top three in the league, arm strength and how quick he gets rid of the ball. And so, like I said, it's really going to be a mental game. Physically, he's a stud for sure. It's just under these lights, is he going to be able to handle it? And he seems to be a pretty mature kid, so I'm excited to see what happens there.
Is that really a talent, though? If I saw all those guys coming towards me, watch how fast I get rid of the ball.
I just hand it to him. Yeah, if you wanted that, there you go. Just take it.
He swallowed the ball!
Yeah, he puts it in his pants and starts running around.
You want it now?
Yeah, take it now.
You want it?
Yeah. So you're going to the Super Bowl. Are you there in Atlanta now?
On my way today, and hopefully weather won't be a problem, but excited to get down there.
What part of this do you look forward to the most?
The check.
It's going and just being part of it and being down there. It's a lot of fun, you know. So, you know, you enjoy it. I'm getting old now, but it's still fun every year. As long as you have guys in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have, besides the two quarterbacks that are not Tom Brady on the Patriots, do you have anyone else that will be on the field?
No, those are the only two guys. I don't have anybody for the Rams. It's funny, we have like a bunch of guys on the Ravens. It's every year it kind of fluctuates of who you have and on what team. And, you know, there's a lot of movement in the NFL. So you might have, I've had years where I've had five or six guys on the Patriots. Now it's two. It's just, you know, it fluctuates year to year.
Are there deals going on while all this is happening? Are you talking to people there? Are you pitching people?
No, we did that. I was at the Senior Bowl last week down in Alabama, and you do some talking down there about different things, and you know, you're really pitching your college guys. We signed a class of 12 college players for this upcoming draft, so the majority of the work now is for these college guys that are training and getting preparing for the draft and the combine.
What was your reaction, or what was the reaction of other people, like kind of off the record, and you don't have to name names, to that missed call with the Saints?
No, it was obviously a blown call. But, you know, in the moment, if you watched this live and you saw even the replays, those guys have about, you know, a quarter of a second to make that decision. It's amazing how good of a job these referees actually do. And how many times do you watch on TV and see the announcers running this thing back 9 times and they still can't make a decision?
Yeah.
Yet the public is expecting these guys to be perfect every time. This one was a blown call, but you know, they blew one call, but they got 691 correct.
Right.
So there was no commissioner going back to change the rule, and that wasn't going to happen. Are they going to be able to – I think the best proposal I've heard, actually, is where they have at every game they have a guy up in the booth, a sort of a referee, video referee. And if he sees something egregious like that, that he has an instant wire down to the head official and say, gather your guys, it's a mistake. And they just gather referees like instantaneously and say, okay, now they throw the flag. Because you see that happen sometimes anyways where, you know, 15 seconds after the play is over, a flag will come out when they know they blew it. And that would expedite that process by having a guy in the booth at every game who can say, hold on, Jack, get your crew together. We got a mistake here.
Yeah.
It seems
that could be done instantaneously with, you know, the electronics that we have available.
It just seems like that should have been in place a while ago, mm-hmm. but that, I think that would be great. Do you think now the refs Sunday will overcall stuff so that they don't get called out on missing stuff?
I think, I don't know if that'll happen, but what I do know will happen is they'll make sure that they do call a conference. When I think everybody just froze. I mean, the guy who was the umpire who was standing over by the linebackers probably looked at that and said, what is the guy thinking? But nobody had the wherewithal to say, okay, we got to gather on this one. And I think that's what you'll probably see is you'll see them take more time to make sure that they get it right on the field as best they can.
And then what are you doing during the halftime show?
Eating.
Are you eating? Are you going to be watching Maroon 5?
No, I sit there and, well, I'm too lazy to get up and get something. It's just kind of sit there.
I'm guessing you're going to be sitting somewhere where people bring things to you, no?
I'm hoping, yeah.
That's what I think.
No. I'm up in the stratosphere. It's not even... I'm one step from being outside, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Joe has a sandwich in his pocket, a Ziploc bag. I pull up my sandwich.
He's on a top.
I really don't even like going to pro football games, to be honest with you, because I'm much better off sitting on my fat rear end at home with a clicker, and then I can watch each play three times. I'm not a big fan of pro football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like to be home as well.
Yeah.
In terms of going to the game, I mean, it's kind of cool, but after a while, it's like,
it's old.
I'd much rather be home.
Yeah. Right. I'm always intrigued at how fast they set up a city on the field.
Right.
And then take it off the field.
Yeah.
And I would just love to see, you know, behind the scenes stuff on the coordination and choreography of all those people, gear, staging, lighting, and then it's gone.
Right.
Well, you guys are more in the concerts and knowledgeable than I am, but what they do is nothing short of amazing to me. It happened to put that, and I was at two Super Bowls in the last 6 or 8 years, but what they do at halftime is amazing. Like, put that together so fast and tear it down so fast.
I'd be afraid that one guy who tightens the nuts didn't show up.
Wow. That didn't last long at all, did it?
Wow. Maroon 5 just disappeared into the stage.
Hit the stage.
Best performance ever.
Well, Joe, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and maybe if you're awake Monday morning, we can check in with you.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
That laugh suggests that Joe will not be up Monday morning. I called it up for you. We got the polar vortex. I thought it was going to be super cold. My car said around 5, and then as I got closer to Milford, 3. So, I don't know. I looked at an app, and it said 0. So there's 0 and 3. It depends on who you want to believe. You want to believe an app that Jennifer has in her phone, or do you want to believe my car?
I'm going to go with the car. The car's outside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Car says 3. App says 0.
Yeah.
Do you have a current temperature now?
Current temperature right now is 4.
Yeah. All right.
See, temperature should not be monosyllabic. It should be like 14 at least, not 4.
Who are you with that word?
8.
Yeah, it's too big for me.
Yeah.
Monosyllabic.
Monosyllabic, yes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Means no, just one syllable. Just 4, not, no, 14, not 27.
Oh, multiple syllables.
Exactly.
Monosyllabic.
There you write it down, your word of the day. Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah.
Very good. My work is done
in a sentence.
My work is done here.
And then
literacy, away!
We have wind chill today. That's going to make it feel worse.
Minus 10 to minus 25.
Fantastic.
Yes. Joy.
Joy.
Today and tonight.
All right.
But then it starts to warm up.
All right. I feel bad for anyone who has to work outside.
Seriously.
Yeah.
If you can bang in, man, do it.
All right. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Good morning.
Pam is over there.
Hi.
Phil is taking your call.
AJ, give us the top 10.
AJ, give us the top 10.
It's going to be top 10 items for a successful Super Bowl party.
You know, Brain, I was wondering about you yesterday. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Which way?
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. Good morning.
I ended up getting food poisoning.
Oh. What?
How?
Oh, yeah. I'm day four of recovering. I'm going to work today.
What happened? What did you eat?
Yeah.
I had a burger and fries, and I think that's what did it. Something with the burger.
Yep.
Wow.
And that was on Friday. It hit me Sunday morning bad.
Nah, that's not food poisoning. Food doesn't sit with you that long.
No, it's
food
you're gone.
Poisoning is immediate.
Yeah, like within 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. They told me 48 hours. I went to the hospital early Monday morning.
Huh? Now, this hospital.
Milford.
What was its name? Milford Hospital or Bob's Lawnscaping?
Right.
Landscaping Hospital.
I figured it was my diverticulitis at first.
Oh.
You know? Well, that would make sense.
But the CAT scan showed no signs of that.
Right.
And you're feeling better today?
I'm feeling a little better. I'm still having a little issues here and there, but.
Jeez. Issues meaning.
Got to pat your hiney dry.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
You can't. All right. You have to pat your hiney dry. Like,
sounds like a parody song. Yeah. Pat your hiney dry.
All right. Dry.
What's your guess? Top 10 items for a successful Super Bowl party?
Chili wings.
Have awesome food at number one. It's the most obvious thing you can do to make your party great, but somehow millions of people each year can entirely screw it up.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you.
If you can't get takeout food, then they suggest wings, sliders, potato skins, and things like that.
Feel better, Brian. I almost said Brian.
Switch the A's.
Yeah. Feel better, Brian.
Brian!
Jeff the Chef.
Good morning, everybody.
You better get something on the list because you're a chef.
Yes. Well, actually, I was going to say, don't run out of alcohol.
Number two, don't run out of beer. Actually, it's suggesting have a keg.
Good
Either
idea.
A regular keg or a mini keg, because it's great.
Just for me and Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
You make sure you don't run out, and, you know, who doesn't like using a keg?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be thinking about you. Tomorrow, by 6 a.m., I'll be on a plane to Florida where it's warm.
Oh, right.
Looking out.
Yeah, picture my middle finger right now.
How long are you going for?
I'll be back Monday afternoon.
Nice.
All right.
Enjoy, man. Enjoy.
It's a nice long weekend.
Thank you.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Beef man.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How about a television?
Number three, have a big kick-ass flat screen TV.
Mm.
Make sure it's positioned properly. Somebody has a clear view. Everything else is optional, but if you throw an awesome party and no one can see the game, you look like an idiot.
That's a good point. I don't think you can find anything but a flat screen nowadays, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. Those big tube ones.
They're all done.
Nobody even wants them.
Right. Yeah.
Can't even give them the Goodwill.
I wonder what an 80-inch flat screen goes for now.
Oh, I'm curious.
I'm going to look that up. All right, Beef Man.
All right, guys. Take care.
You too.
We got 1, 2, 3 in order.
Yes, you do.
It's going to get harder now. Mike and Derby.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
How about invite awesome people, just great people to have a good time with?
Hmm. Have football fans only attend at number four.
Only?
Only. No girlfriends who think football is cute. No friends who only want to see the commercials. No one who's going to talk during the game.
No.
So I wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
That's what they're saying. This is according to Bleacher Report. These are sports people.
Wrong. They're wrong.
Yep.
They're wrong.
And let's see, everybody else will thank you for doing this.
No, you want fun people.
Yeah. I'm fun.
I'm going by what they say here. But, you know.
Yeah.
Because obviously, according to this, I can't be invited. Because I go for the commercials.
Fun.
I go for the commercials.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, according to them, verboten on me.
Verboten.
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 Oh, my God.
Monosyllabic.
It's big word AJ day.
Verbatim.
Top 10 items for a successful Super Bowl party. What do we get so far?
Have awesome food. Don't run out of beer. Have a big kick-ass flat screen TV. Have football fans only attend. And comfortable seating.
I disagree with the football fans only.
Right.
You just have your best group.
Right. Well, you don't want talkers or people who don't really want to be there.
I don't mind that.
You know? I'm just, according to them.
You know what you do? You set up two stations. like in the living room.
Right.
That's where the people who want to see the game are.
The serious ones.
But then around
the
food with the kitchen TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the people who just want to socialize and.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Russ, no, it's Anthony and Hamden.
Anthony.
Hey, good morning. How about surround sound?
Surround sound. Well, just got the kick-ass flat-screen TV, so they didn't go that deep.
How about plate napkins and all that stuff?
I didn't have that either.
Oh, all right.
You probably should have, though. Right.
Mm.
You could eat with your hands.
Mm. You could.
Russ on the road.
Good morning, everybody.
Russ.
Hey, my truck says minus 10 right now.
All right.
What?
Really?
Where are you?
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, everything good is...
Where are you?
I am as close to being out of range as you can be with you guys.
So
way in the northwest corner.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, all the good ones are taken, but how about having a designated driver because we're all shit-faced?
Dude, you can't
you
say
can't
that.
You can't say that.
Duh.
Oh, sorry.
You think?
All right, Russ.
Oh, my God.
All right, so designated driver?
It's part of number 10, have a Super Bowl drinking game, but also Uber and designated drivers. Mm. Now, you drink anytime someone says Brady or something like that, but folks are going to get pie-eyed, so what you want to do is make sure you have either Uber or a designated driver. Number 10.
Pie-eyed.
George the Carpenter.
What about gambling?
A Super Bowl pool at number 9.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does anybody else see the phenomenon that's going outside right now?
No.
What is that?
This polar vortex is giving us 3 moons.
3 moons.
I saw.
Are you drunk right now?
I saw. A
if you look, if you look at the moon, you got 2 stars perfectly aligned with each other.
Huh.
That's Venus and Jupiter.
Well, You were saying, Chaz?
Are you making that up?
I can't see it from here.
Oh.
But driving in, I saw that little fraction of a moon, like the 1/8.
Yeah.
And it was, it's not, it's normal white.
Right.
It looked like the color of the sun. It was weird.
Huh. Hmm.
I noticed something weird today, but I didn't see what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe, I didn't go to sleep yet, so maybe I'm seeing something different.
Maybe.
That's a possibility.
What's happening?
All right. Thank you, George. Mike the Micker guy?
Hey. Nah. Don't listen to my brother. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
That's your brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Phil sets it up that way, so it's him, so he takes my answers, and then I don't have one.
Are you guys together?
This one's for AJ. How about no kids?
believe it or not, that's on here, number 8. That's according to...
I got one.
I agree with that
according to Bleach Report, kids are cute. You can enjoy them 364 nights out of the year. This is a Super Bowl. Kids don't want to sit around watching football for 4 hours. When they get bored, they're going to let you know it's no kids, period.
What you got to do is you got to have a downstairs or an above the garage playroom.
Right.
And you just, all right, you guys.
Or you send them off to some of the parents, some parent that doesn't want to watch football.
Right.
Send them over there.
Yeah.
There's 2 left to go on this list. You're kicking ass.
Sharon and Milford. I'm Guilford.
Good morning, guys. How about a great game?
A great game. Well, were we hoping for that? Yes.
Yeah. These are items for a successful Super Bowl party.
Right. You can't buy that or invite that.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Tim in Wallingford.
Morning, everybody.
Hey. Yo.
How about making bets on the game?
Got that already. Got the Super Bowl pool.
Oh. How about drinking games?
I got that. Number 10.
Dang it! I didn't hear that one. Yep. Okay.
Good guesses, man.
Emma in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning.
Yo.
How about decorations or football to toss around kind of thing?
Don't have that.
All right, I got lame answers. How about a non-alcoholic drink?
No.
Boring.
Emma, what was that question you wanted me to ask Jimmy?
Oh, if he is planning on scheduling another tri-band at the Oakdale like you did with Hart, Cheap Trick, and Joan Jett.
Okay, gotcha. We'll ask that.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How many do we have left?
2 more to go.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow.
All right. So we got booze. We got food.
Right.
We got a TV.
You got guests. Drinking games. You got
game,
a pool.
Gambling.
Right.
Heat.
Well, you want to have
that.
It's
important.
Not in the top 10, though.
Forgot to pay that bill.
Yeah. Right.
Let's light the furniture on
Although
fire.
It would give more of a football experience, like you're sitting in the stands.
True.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's huddled up in coats and whatnot and blankets.
Wow. 2 more. Bill from Ansonia.
Yeah, how about attire? People wearing the team's jerseys.
Attire.
Oh, attire.
Not the top 10.
I thought he meant attire.
Yeah. Attire.
At first, I thought also, well, like a big truck tire flipping around now.
Some kind of thing that I've missed out
on.
Yeah,
clothing, not in the top 10.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ray in West Haven.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Good, yo. Thanks.
All right, here it is. You got to have good plumbing, bro.
Oh.
Good plumbing. Have at least one working bathroom with plenty of toilet paper at number 5. Let's face it, game day foods,
yeah,
all that beer,
it.
You're going to need it.
Yeah. That's a good
there
one.
Go.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Mm-hmm. One
extra
to go.
Extra toilet paper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One to go.
Really good.
Steve on the way to friggin' work.
No.
All right. How about strippers? Just like bacon, it goes with everything.
Yeah, not in the top 10, though. The kids don't like it, neither the wives.
Well,
no kids
aren't going to be there.
Yeah. Well, in case some more.
All right. We are out of time.
Your top 10 items for a successful Super Bowl party. Number 10, have a Super Bowl drinking game, but also have Uber and designated drivers. Number 9, have a Super Bowl pool. Number 8, send the kids elsewhere. Number 7, rate the commercials. Everybody kind of gets together, rates the commercials, also talks about who's going to have the most, you know, spots, yada, yada. Number 6, comfortable seating. Number 5, have at least one working bathroom with plenty of toilet paper. Number 4, have football fans only attend. Number 3, have a big, kick-ass, flat-screen TV. Number 2, don't run out of beer, have a keg. And number 1, have awesome food.
This is
NFL meets metal.
Yeah, I love it.
I like it.
Where the hell did you find this?
This is 331 E-Rock on YouTube.
Oh, save this one, so. Let's talk about the best part of the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Eating.
Oh.
Mm.
You have this weird combo that you like.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of interesting.
Chicken wings with feet?
His own feet.
No, besides that. No, it could be another girl, too. It could be a chick, too. But listen, no.
I can see the Instagram picture of the toes coming with a holding the wing.
Hey.
A giant plate in the shape of a flip-flop.
This is what happened the last time, and I got in so much trouble for it. No. It's kind of an odd combination, but you ever take chicken nuggets and you dip it in chocolate pudding. It sounds disgusting, but it's actually pretty damn good.
It really doesn't sound disgusting.
It's like a thick mole, you know?
It sounds like it would give you chocolate throat.
Exactly, right. That's a cartoon. Yeah.
That's a recall.
That's a cartoon. Right.
Cartoon character, yeah, chocolate throat.
Yep.
Pam, have you tried that?
No, but I'm willing to try. That sounds good. I like sweet and savory.
Where do you get the chicken wings from? Chicken nuggets.
Any chicken nuggets. You can get Tyson chicken nuggets. McDonald's, you can do those.
I would suggest Duchess.
Or Duchess.
Really? They have the best chicken tenders.
Whoever makes a really good one, you want a good chicken nugget. And yeah, you want to use I forget the name of it. There's a certain chocolate pudding.
Cozy Shack?
Bingo. Thank you very much.
You got it.
What the that? Hell?
Because that's nice. Like the best pudding. That's why.
Yeah.
How do you know that? So you've gone through every other pudding.
I was thinking, I'm like, what's the best one? What's the best one? Cozy Shack. There we go.
Cozy Shack.
It's because it's the thickest.
Yeah. This kind of came to me one time.
The Jell-O brand, like, too. But
yeah, no.
I'm like, you know, it tastes really
like
good.
Chemicals.
That's where it came to me. It's actually pretty good.
So how did you come up with this? You just had both sitting there and you thought, let me dip it?
Was there marijuana involved?
I didn't.
Usually how the
maybe. Maybe. See, when I went, that was the indication there, Dave.
Oh, Jay from the Dewdrops on. Do you dip your chicken wings in chocolate over there?
Oh, we dip them in many things.
That sounds dirty when you say it that way, man.
Do tell.
What does a dude drop? He'll drop anything.
Yeah, well, we're not going to say those recipes, though. Yeah.
Those are secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for mommy.
Yeah.
A lot of itching the next day.
Yes. A little chafing.
If folks want to make something at home, what would be something good that we can do?
Well, some of my favorites that I like going on for something fun is maple bourbon barbecue. It's always a solid choice for people.
Maple bourbon barbecue.
Mm.
Really? Yeah. On a wing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy, nice. That's like the trifecta. Maple, bourbon,
I know.
Barbecue.
My nipples got hard.
Yeah, damn. Just, you know, break down that bourbon, pour some maple syrup, mix it in with the barbecue. Delicious.
See, he makes it sound easy.
He does.
And
to me, there'd be a house fire breaking down the bourbon. No, right? What, do you pour the bourbon into a pot and just slow cook it?
No, shot glass.
You get cooked.
That's actually the way to do it.
Yeah, shot first in a saute pan. Yeah. Stuff off.
Really doesn't matter after that.
Yeah, no,
really.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? You're not even going to taste it after that.
Right. Yeah, went to kill the taste buds.
Have a grilled cheese.
If you don't have a deep fryer, you can put wings in the oven. Just bake them, right?
Absolutely. Just bake them. Just, you know, turn them on to 275, 300. Let them cook until you're liking.
Or you fill a saucepan with oil and just kind of
You want to finish it. Yeah.
Well, I don't want you to burn down your house. But.
That's right.
I haven't killed anybody yet.
Yeah. AJ, you could start fresh though. Just level it. Yeah.
I don't mind baking them because they're not as greasy. So what I do is some salt and pepper and some red hot sauce.
Nice.
And you put them in, and there you go.
That's it.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's it. Nice and easy.
Yeah. Well, you must be busy right now, right?
It's crazy right now. This is one of the craziest times of the year.
How many wings do you put through the Dewdrop in over this weekend?
For Super Bowl, we'll probably cook around 25,000.
Wow.
25,000.
What do you do with the rest of the chicken? There's little chickens out there with dollies.
Yeah, there are a lot of chicken farms happy that we're around.
Sure. We'll lay eggs for food.
All right, well, happy Super Bowl, brother.
Yeah, same to you guys.
Thank you, man.
All right, we'll talk.
Right. Yep.
Jay from the Dewdrop. Mm. Man, 25,000 wings.
That's a lot of wings.
Yeah, it is.
That's a big truck.
Worse, it's one guy who owns them.
I wonder if they like raise the chickens near a nuclear plant, so it's got like six wings, so you get to maximize your wingage.
Instead of nipples.
And they're huge, yeah.
All right, what are you making for your Super Bowl halftime thingy? Oh, Joey C is on.
Oh.
Hey.
Joey.
Hey. What's happening?
How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Getting ready.
Yeah.
So.
You have any suggestions for us amateurs?
Well, I got a little new thing. I know you guys like tequila, and you guys like bacon, right?
Yes.
Mm. So roast your wings, right? Then wrap them with some bacon, pre-cooked bacon, and then find your favorite habanero sauce, you know, a little mango, a little shot of tequila, cook it down, and you got a little mango, tequila, habanero wings with bacon wrapped.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I kind of got a scallop wrapped in bacon, but, roasted chicken wing, you know?
So, do you... Run that by me again.
Much slower.
You roast the wings first, right?
Yes.
You roast them first.
Roast them first.
Yep. Then you pre-cook the bacon, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrap that wing with some bacon and leave the drumstick to grab it still, okay?
Okay.
And then you put it back in the oven and kind of finish off the bacon crispy. So you have that bacon-wrapped wing, and you have that nice, juicy wing.
Yeah.
And then you make a nice habanero sauce, right? Put some tequila in there. Mm-hmm. And you have a nice combination there. You got an adult wing right there.
Wow. Adult wing.
Yeah. It'll be the only wing you eat. You eat
or adult winging.
And then call Uber.
An adult wing.
After you eat that wing, don't go to the restrooms unless you wash your hands, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you want to hear yourself scream.
That's an excellent safety tip.
Well, I was a young cook. I made some habanero wings from scratch, and I went to the restrooms, and I thought I had some kind of little thing going on down there. I called the doctor. I realized I didn't wash my hands after I used a habanero.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I thought I had a little thing
He's
going on.
He's yelling at the girl that he was with the night before. He calls her up. Yeah. You bitch, what'd you do to me?
Yeah, they called him.
I was living in California, in L.A. back then, so I was 21, so, you know.
Yeah.
They called him Joey Heisey at that moment.
Is there a habanero sauce that you would recommend if someone doesn't want to make their own?
Well, yeah, I make my own at the restaurant from scratch, but I would say there's one called Solara. You can find it at local stores. They're pretty good, you know. And I would just, you know, add some tequila to that. You add a little honey if you want to tone it down, a little mango. A lot of people don't like it too spicy, but I love them spicy, like you guys. But I would definitely you doctor those up. You can always doctor them up. That's what I do. But a lot of stuff in the store is not as good as I want it to be, you know.
All right, I'm guessing the first time they're in and when you're roasting them, you don't roast them completely.
Completely done. The bacon has to be almost like 90% done, and you want not crispy. Still, it's a little
because you got to be able to wrap it.
You want to wrap it. Want it still pliable, and you finish off in the oven slow, but nice and crisp. It'll render the bacon down, and it'll be like a little drumstick with a little wrapped bacon. Kind of like a concept of a scallop wrapped in bacon. You know,
yeah.
You have that nice crispy bacon. It's kind of a time thing, you know, a timing thing. So, if you want to smoke, you smoke them too. We smoke the wings sometimes too.
So the first time. They're in, you're cooking them all the way, and it's hotter. The second time in with the bacon, it's slower.
Exactly. A little slower. Let it render down slowly and gets nice and crispy. It'll adhere to the wing, you know? Right. So that's kind of an original thing I came up with.
And try that.
And the bacon's cooking into the meat of the chicken.
Exactly. So, you got a smoky flavor of the bacon going on to the wing, you know?
Yep.
It's a little messy, but it definitely a pleasurable on the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
I know what you're doing Sunday.
All right, Joey. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day. Have a good Super Bowl. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You too. Joey sees he's got the place in Milford, the place in Stratford.
I think my stomach just ate itself.
The Boathouse. Mm. That sounds pretty damn good.
That sounds
all their
amazing.
Food is good. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're having some Fan Friday thing here at noon, and we were all supposed to wear our favorite sports shirts. There's not one person wearing one.
I'm leaving 11:30. That's why.
But there's a sign-up sheet on the fridge for things to bring, like everyone's signing up to bring stuff.
Yeah.
And this list has angered Pam.
Yeah, so I look at the list this morning, and I realize that, like, there's barely any variety on this list, which is, like, the whole point of everybody bringing something, so you have, like, a little bit of every little kind of, you know, food.
Right.
So I'm going to run down the whole list. It's not long. So we have hot dogs and rolls. Good. We have chips.
Who's bringing hot dogs and rolls?
Angela.
See?
Angela in accounting. She knows what's up.
She knows. Exactly. Yeah. Hot dogs and rolls. All right, exactly. So I'm going to talk to her immediately.
Right. Mm-hmm. Carol, chips and salsa.
Good.
And then Alyssa, taco dip. Right after that is Sharon with chili dip. So we got two dips right back to back.
Are you talking about the food or the people?
Taco and chili.
That's a morning show. Two dips.
taco dip.
So I'm like, all right. They're kind of similar.
That's when I was at San Jose.
So who signed up first? Sharon with the taco?
Yeah. So, no. Carol signed up first. No, Alyssa signed up first with the taco dip, and right after her was Sharon with the chili dip.
Right.
So she
Sharon
signed up
wasn't
after.
Paying attention.
Right.
She wasn't.
No.
And then Pam and Sales, something to eat. So whatever.
She just wrote something to eat?
Yeah. And it's probably going to be something healthy because she's really healthy, which no one's going to eat.
Vegetable platter.
Yeah, she'll be the person with the veggie platter.
The veggie platter.
That's right. She is perfect body weight. Her husband's perfect body. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's sickening.
I signed up, too, for the Tickle Your Taco Dip.
Right.
Is the one I put down on the refrigerator.
Mm, glad popular. I won't be here.
Thanks for shoehorning that one in, Dave.
What the hell is that?
Don't be a hater.
What else?
And then Steve Serlin in marketing, he has chili, which, okay, I understand chili and chili dip are two different things, but they're kind of similar.
Mm.
And then
don't forget, though, that Steve's a vegetarian, so that's going to be certainly a vegetarian chili.
Like, only he can eat it, really.
Beans. Don't let it match.
What's the point of making chili?
Vegetarian chili. That's like kissing your sister.
Some crushed up cow in there.
Stop it.
Oh. Steve brought that for Steve.
Yeah. Right. But he brings that every day for lunch for himself anyway.
Kind of smart then, you know, thinking that probably nothing here but celery for me. So
it's like me with an anchovy pizza. Anybody else want? No, all mine.
Yeah.
And then the very last person to sign up, and this is the one that really drove me crazy, Kevin, chips and dip. That's when I lost it. I was like, we already have three people bringing chips and friggin' dip.
Right.
We don't need more.
What else do you suggest? What would be a better item?
There are so many other things. Mini meatballs. How about that? Where's that on the list?
How about
pigs in a blanket? Where's that on the list?
How about chicken nuggets and chocolate pudding?
Hey.
Mini meatballs.
Hey, how about you know would be
they're extra mini.
Some hairy cheese, furry cheese would be great
from my floor.
Right.
So we're gonna have 25 bags of chips, a million things of dip, and nothing else. So
sounds like a perfect
enjoy your
Super Bowl party.
And on Monday, it'll be a huge mess in the kitchen. Still,
Begley can write lasagna, and Pam would go bananas.
There's something about him.
He can't do anything without Pam saying, "Look what he's doing."
I mean, we already have enough chips and dip.
He clearly didn't read the list.
Anybody else's ears hurt?
Right.
It was just an
sounds
easy
like
pick.
A good party.
Yeah,
party.
But there must be some catering happening, right? We always have.
I think we should hope so.
I think I mean, this is sad.
Get ready for a bag of chips.
Does everybody bring a bag of chips? Because a lot of dip going on.
Just bring a spoon.
I'm making Phil go nuts.
Yep.
You're about to see him pop any second now.
Yay.
I've been making lots of videos so I could post over the weekend.
Right.
How you doing over there, Phil?
Hey, Phil.
Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Just nods at you.
Mad. So mad.
I'm good. So mad.
Pace himself.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
All right. Hi. The top five storylines to watch during and after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right. So number five, it's the old wizard versus the young kid. So Sean McVay is Phil's age. He's like a young upstart coach, but the real side story here.
How old is Phil?
32, right, Phil?
31.
Are you 32?
You're 32? When that happened?
Shouldn't you know that?
I stopped counting at 26.
Yeah.
You're not in your 20s anymore?
No, poor Phil.
He went to Florida. He's a big boy now. Started
he went to Florida for the 30th.
How old?
22.
22?
Yeah. He went to Florida for the 30th, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
His birthday party.
Good. Real, you're a real nice boss of his. Yeah. Very
I'm
nice.
I'm not a boss.
Well, you're the facto boss.
The word manager is nowhere in my title.
But the thing, the storyline here is not Sean McVay and his age. It's his crazy hot girlfriend.
Oh.
Have you seen this girlfriend?
Not yet.
No.
Her name is Veronica Coleman. I think I'm going to spell it wrong. She's basically an Instagram model. She is so wildly hot, you want to die.
Chaz's fingers are bleeding right now. Right. He's trying to get on the screen.
So, like, she got about 3 new Instagram followers yesterday from me and some others in the building.
Wear your pants.
They should be talking about her more because it's ridiculous. So that's my number five. Huh. Did you pull her up?
Yeah. Oh,
pull her up.
Right?
Oh, pull her up. Or...
How is it spelled?
So it's Veronica, Veronica. She's
Sean McVay girlfriend.
Ah, there we go. I couldn't remember his name either.
Holy crap.
Wow.
She seems very nice.
Here we go.
I don't know how you would be focused on the Super Bowl when you have that walking around in like a short t-shirt and nothing else.
Exactly.
And she's like an Instagram model. So it's like pictures of her in a bathing suit in Barcelona. And then I'm in a bathing suit in Dubai. And then I'm in a bathing suit somewhere else. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Not in my bedroom.
Damn, just mad. Pam, you're
everyone's a friggin' Instagram model these days. I don't even care anymore. Yeah, you got filters, whatever.
I am now. Wow.
Okay, so number four. A lot of talk about this, that Gronk's going to retire after the game. I think that's 100% true.
I do, too.
Patriots win or lose, I think it's over, and I think he joins the WWE or he's in, like, Sharknado movies, whatever. I think he becomes, a terrible actor, you know?
Yeah, his Instagram post yesterday was soaking it all in.
Right, it's done.
He meant alcohol. Just enjoying the moment.
That's the walk out the door.
I'm about to ride into the sunset.
Younger than Phil. Gronk's also younger than
Phil. He's 31.
Phil, is this making you feel good?
Yeah, how's that feel?
It's one guy your age coaching a Super Bowl.
Remember the guy at Facebook Live jumped off the building?
Yeah. It makes me feel worse.
He's retiring. He's younger than you, Phil.
Right. Yeah, I'm walking the traffic later.
I knew I was getting old when a doctor walked in and I said, is your daddy here? Yeah? He walked in the room and I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're the doctor.
When they talk loud and slow, how are you, sir?
Yeah.
All right, number three, and this has been my favorite storyline of the last 5 weeks. Tom Brady has become a bad guy. So in the media, he's been aw shucks for years. Nice guy. But in the last 5 weeks, he's been bad. He made the video with Gronk where they're playing Bad Boys for Life in the background. He told the whole team that he was the baddest MF-er on the planet. He's doing the still here bit. It's awesome. It's awesome. I love that. He's turned to a heel. He's like a wrestling villain now.
Being nice hasn't worked for him.
Right.
People still hate him.
Yeah.
And they hate him for being nice.
So embrace it. Like, be this egomaniac jerk. I love it. And I hope if they win and he says something crazy on the podium, that's what I want the most. I want it so much.
Who said it? Joe Lynch? That he was holding up his clean jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's good.
That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two is legacy. So if the Patriots lose, Brady's record becomes 5-4 in Super Bowls. He will have lost as many Super Bowls as Jim Kelly of the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
And this will be the end of the dynasty will always be like, well, they lost those last two. You know, they weren't as good at, you know, that's how it will all end. So they have to win this Super Bowl for the dynasty to stay intact.
Huh. This is the part we're waiting for.
And only three teams in history have lost back-to-back Super Bowls, the Bills, the Vikings, and the Broncos. So if the Patriots lose back-to-back, they're with these terrible junk teams. I can't have it. They need to win. For me, really.
This just got better. We need someone to run a camera wherever he is. I feel like there's going to be yelling and crying.
Tears.
Right. And the number one thing, and it's what you've said all week, it's going to be pass interference out the ass. The whole game, you're going to see 1,000 pass interference calls for, I think, both teams, but they got to make up for the NFC Championship nonsense.
Right. They can't let a bad call. No, it's going to be too many calls.
People are going to be so irritated because it will be over called. It will be over penalty. That's what I think the whole game's going to be.
Right. And you agree with the scenario that everyone's been saying. If Brady's on the ground a lot, they
lose. It's a problem. Yeah, it's a real problem. I will be 19 course lights in by the fourth quarter. So if you need me, don't
call. Can you please almost make selfie videos of you giving commentary throughout the game? We can make a montage from early morning.
I don't think that's good for my... Right here.
You got to do it for the station.
Not good for my LinkedIn profile.
An email where we all have to tweet the whole game, but he's not going to make a crazy montage of himself.
Yeah. We got
to
work.
Feel free to do it.
Yep. Feel free to follow us on Twitter.
All right. There you go.